Right, so in year 11 here at Turney School, and we're doing some work in our humanities lesson, mainly RE based. So I've got one of my friends here to share a bit more. So, young man, your name, please.
I'm Barat, and I'm 11.
Yeah.
T, and I'm 15 years old.
That's very nice to have you here, Barat. So we've just come out of the lesson just now, and we've been talking about one particular charity. Who was the charity, please?
Haiti's, and it's a good charity.
But we're talking about, it was called Christian
Aid.
Yeah, Christian Aid. So we've been researching, through looking at some of the books and also looking online, all about the work that Christian Aid do. Now, there was three things that we were told that Christian Aid do. Can you remember any of them, please?
Food, water, and tents, and money.
Yeah, that was one of the main things. We're talking about when Christian Aid, when they give emergency money to countries that might need it. So one country that we thought of was had the earthquake recently.
Don't know. Yeah, Haiti.
Haiti, well remembered. So yeah, things they need like food and water and emergency stuff.
Is that a real country?
Yeah, because we've seen it on TV. We've seen all those pictures of those poor people that have been suffering. So that's like where Christian Aid have been helping.
Can I just ask something?
Sure, please do.
You know earthquake, right? How would they know that it's going to be an earthquake?
Well, that's a really, really sad thing. That's why Christian Aid help out, because you don't know it's going to happen. It just does happen, and you can't prepare for it. So, you know, all your houses, schools, hospitals, they could be damaged or they could be lost, and that's where Christian Aid come in. We also mentioned they help poorer people in some countries.
Yeah.
A country called Sudan. How do they help people in Sudan? Did we talk about that? Can you remember?
No.
About
helping ladies make perfume.
Yeah.
They should really make men do boys' perfume.
That's a good point. I think I agree with you.
If they make the women do it, they should do the men do it.
I think that's a very, very fine point. You mentioned how maybe Christian Aid work with people in Sudan, and they help maybe women or the men there to actually make things and then sell them, and then make their own money. And the final thing that we talked about, Barat, was about how do Christian Aid help people in richer countries? What do they do in richer countries?
Build schools.
Well, it was more about they kind of educate people in rich countries. And so they tell us how we can help people in Sudan or in Haiti.
Would you do that?
If
you had a lot of money and you know that this is happening.
I like your questions. You've got some very good questions. Well, I did help people in Haiti. I gave some money that I could spare. I think everyone did really. People really did help out in any way which they can.
Yeah.
So we're going to head back now into the classroom, yes? And can you explain to people listening, what kind of work are we going to do in the classroom now? What did Mr. Drew tell us that we need to be doing?
I don't know.
Well, perhaps we've got some worksheets. We're going to be writing our own piece.
Yeah.
All about the work that Christian Aid do, and we're going to research it.
So you're going to put this on the computer, right?
Hopefully that's the idea. Great, we'll finish there. So, Barat, that's been very helpful from year 12 here at Turney. Thank you for explaining
year 11,
the work.
Not
yeah, year 11, that is next year, but we're getting ahead. Right, we've got some more work to be doing right now, haven't we?
Yeah, it's the last day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.